In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Dear brothers and sisters, today in the Old Rite calendar, we celebrate the feast of Saint Bibiana, a virgin and martyr from the 4th century who is honoured very much at Rome. She died under Julian the Apostate in approximately 363. Saint Bibiana was a gentle lady of noble birth who, with her family who were Christian, suffered death for her faith. And according to tradition, and particularly remarkable about this dear soul, was the manner of her death. After being subjected by the persecutors to all sorts of trials and tortures, including threats against her chastity, Saint Bibiana was condemned to death by scourging, a kind of Roman way of executing those who particularly were seen to be deserving of punishment. Now, when we think of a youngish woman suffering death in this way, and when we remember what the scourging in the hands of the Romans actually amounted to, it really is mind-boggling that someone could actually do this to anybody, but particularly such a gentle soul as Saint Bibiana. But going beyond the brutality of her death, we must remember that this was all done in her heart out of love for God. And our collect today makes a reference to how our minds must be united to God by means of charity. Indeed, this was the situation with Saint Bibiana. Not only her mind, but indeed the totality of her being was united to God through the exercise of this most holy and most beautiful of virtues. In the manner of her death in particular, death by scourging, we see how Bibiana offered not just the affections of her heart, but truly the hard reality of her entire being to God in this most brutal and bloody death. There's an interesting reference in the Gospel, which we heard today, to joy. Our Lord Jesus, speaking a parable to his disciples, says, "The kingdom of heaven is like unto treasure hidden in a field, which a man having found, hid it, and for joy thereof, goeth and selleth all he hath, and buyeth that field." Indeed, when we begin to draw close to our Lord Jesus through faith and through love, especially as exercised in prayer and in the life of devotion, then indeed we see how beautiful it is, his company, his good pleasure. And for joy of this company of our Lord Jesus Christ, we are willing to sacrifice everything, indeed even desirous to sacrifice everything, so as to be free from all and to be able to make of our entire being a perfect and most beautiful gift to God. This we accomplish by his own gift of grace. And this reminds us of the Holocaust that religious live by making of themselves a sacrifice to God every day through the exercise of their vows of poverty, chastity, and obedience. But this is a sacrifice which we can all make, no matter what condition or state of life we live in. And remembering again the example of Saint Bibiana, we must say that simply to resist temptation every day, especially in this day and age where we're surrounded by a sea of temptation, particularly in the area perhaps of purity and chastity, but also in the area of faith and many temptations that would threaten also our fortitude and other virtues. In this day and age, to stand firm against temptation every day is really to offer our entire self to God as a sacrifice. So let us, after the example of Saint Bibiana, give ourselves to prayer and fasting and little works of penance in this season of Advent, so as to have the grace, the strength of God in us, to be able to offer ourselves to him entirely in a spirit of deep and profound joy. For nothing is so beautiful as this sacrifice of the soul and the entire person to God, who is infinitely worthy of all our love, and who has promised us to repay us 100-fold, and indeed much more than 100-fold, for every act of love which we show him. So let us love him in this beautiful way, with the wholeness of our being, and our Lord will in his turn be pleased to bless us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.